Oh God.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I forgot how sweaty it is in Seattle when it's really fucking clammy like this. Not my favorite.
Clamming out.
Ooh, which intro are we going to use since this is a special? Well, I think
we'll go classic.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow. Fuck.
That's how it goes.
Ooh, I'm learning guitar. We can, I can throw a sick little riff on there.
Nice.
As long as it only requires the A, D, and E chords.
That's all I know and need. Just need that D.
But he just learned E.
I did.
He's trying to push E.
E, D?
Gotta learn that M chord so you can start recording some EDM.
It's not an M chord. It's not how.
Coward.
You're not trying hard enough. You need a different kind of guitar.
I had to do the alphabet to see like if G came before F and it doesn't. Hey, if they wanted me to know the letters individually, they wouldn't have taught me that fucking catchy ass song.
It is a banger.
Are you talking about the alphabets?
Yes.
I mean, twinkle, twinkle, little star.
A, B, C. yeah.
That would be better if like you've completely replaced it in your brain that you have to go through it
as Nick Cage.
The way Nicolas Cage.
Peter, you fucked up with Korra, but with the new one, you could teach them the alphabet that way. Barrett, I got it.
You nailed it.
I always second guess myself because I'm like, there's no way it's the same name as the black character from Final Fantasy VII.
Right. Yeah. But as soon as we replace her arm with a gun, listen, you'll never forget.
You got to have a gun arm so you're never unarmed. It's fucking tight, man.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm not going to give you that because you just rhymed arm with arm.
Technically, a cool rapper who's better than I am did that. So maybe he sucks.
Oh. Huh? Yeah, probably.
No, actually, his album is fucking great. It's called Black Materia.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't want to start beef.
No.
It's really good.
I would not do well in a
rap battle.
In a rap battle. This is going great.
You're not so good at like a quick-witted battle.
Talking
battle. I was gonna say an 8 Mile situation, but I couldn't remember the name of the movie. Why are we here, Peter?
Why are we here? Today we're here to talk about, obviously, Season of the Witch, 2011 flick starring Nick Cage and Ron Perlman and not Peter Stormare and not the guy from Game of Thrones, although he's in there, and not Claire Danes.
Yeah, Season of the Witch, that classic August movie.
Yeah.
Did you rip ass while you said that?
No, I was rubbing my ankle against the chair here.
I kind of wish you had ripped ass.
No, I dropped a deuce before you showed up.
Disappointing.
I saved it for hours just to do it here.
He warned me too.
Is this accurate?
Yeah, I ran into him at Lion. He's like, I'm going to poop when I get to your house.
I mean, at least you called your shot.
I think I actually said, I'm going to take a crap.
You know, Nick, if you really wanted to like...
Which is just such an unfortunate way to hear it.
If you really wanted to like get one over on me, like I'd be like moving into my new apartment and like you'd just like, I'd hear the toilet flush and you'd walk out of it. Like before I told you where I lived, you just knew.
Yeah, like you packed me in a box unbeknownst to you.
We do have your dot. You might want to cancel your dot.
I might cancel my dot when I move.
If you're smart, you cancel the dot.
There's always air tags.
And spider boxes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like you guys.
What's a spider box?
It's a box full of spiders.
Yeah. You brought this up. Is this misdirection?
No. We have it's irrelevant. It's an item in electrical world called a spider box.
Gotcha.
Is it a box full of spiders?
No, it's just a power distribution thing.
Oh. That's better.
Today I checked in on my dog with the cameras at the house and there was a spider on top of the camera so I couldn't see it. But now I know there's a spider downstairs in my house and I guess in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whenever this comes out, Josie will know there's a spider in our house too. I'm not going to tell her though.
Good. Surprise spider.
Yeah. Josie still listen to this?
Yeah, she still listens. I don't know why.
Thanks,
Josie. That's amazing.
Make sure I'm not lying about what I'm doing in the evenings, I guess.
Fairly certain Meredith doesn't listen anymore.
We could have just loaded up all of our content and we are just off.
God, you are sweaty.
Good time. Dude, I'm very hot right now.
Yeah.
And I'm also a very sweaty person.
Do we just need like a towel boy to like moist towel you?
Maybe.
Yeah. I do not have a squeegee.
That sounds really nice, actually.
Okay.
Could I have a cool cloth?
I'll just slick down Ben and wipe you off with him. Yeah.
There is a big ball of cat fur over there you can dab yourself with.
Gross.
Yeah. Do that if you want to watch me puke on a microphone.
All right. So what did you guys think of this movie? Also, welcome back to Cage Match, a roundabout way of meeting Nicolas Cage. Bonus.
Bonus. I'm Sean, here with my co-host,
Nick.
And our producer,
Peter. Hello. We only get one Nick on a bonus episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're only doing one movie.
Yeah, you're not paying for two Nicks.
You're not paying for two Nicks.
I'm
sorry,
Nick.
Patrons.
Unnecessary. I think this movie fucking kind of kicks ass.
I'm going to get this out of the way right up front, just so whenever... inevitably, Nick gets mad at me later. I did enjoy this movie.
But you have questions?
I watched this movie start to finish last night. Just sat on the couch, watched the entire thing.
Wow.
And
start to finish?
Like a regular movie?
Yeah.
You sat I'm down impressed. And you watched the movie?
You did better than I did.
Well, what I'm going to say is I sat there and I engaged and watched this entire film. And I can't tell you a single goddamn thing about it.
Oh, yeah. No, it's so plot light. Like the plot exists just enough to kind of carry you scene to scene, but not enough to carry you out the doors of the theater. It is a gentle ride all the way through. But honestly, I love the makeup. The makeup effects were great. I think the costuming was pretty decent.
The costuming was great. The sets were great. The only place where this falls down visually is that peak 2010s CG.
Yeah, it's not super good on the CG.
It loses it once the demon is revealed.
Or the wolf, when the wolf face is transformed.
Yeah, there's a little bit of rubberiness to the...
But that is the CG of the era.
Totally.
Unless you're an Avengers.
Right, it's hard to really bag on a movie that didn't have a crazy huge budget.
No, I mean, but otherwise it looks great. And it looks like every other generic fantasy movie of the time.
But it was super cool to have a Nicolas Cage like period fantasy piece.
Yeah.
Where all the accents are very accurate.
Oh my God.
Loved how in the first three scenes, like the little montage of them in the Crusades, no accents. And then as soon as like there's a scene focusing on them, they're both like, maybe we should do an accent. And goes completely out the door the next scene.
I love that Ron Perlman just exists. Like he's a modern man. In the 1300s,
yeah,
1600s, whatever, somewhere in that 300 year window. I'm sure he existed through all of it.
I love his very toadstool looking helmet. His dick helmet.
He's fucking awesome. I love Ron Perlman so much.
Ron Perlman's a boss.
Yeah, he's a great Bobo.
Every once in a while. So, okay, slight departure.
That's not where you're here, Nick. We don't do departures on this. We only talk about Nick Cage movies.
Straight
hard arrival then. Every once in a while I think like if I could have some B or C list celebrity at my funeral, who would I want to be it? And earlier today I was thinking Crispin Glover would be the one.
Yeah.
Ron Perlman probably wouldn't be a bad choice too, though.
I would put him
more recognizable. I think Crispin Glover would fly under the radar for like 99% of the attendees.
You've heard my story of the time I sat next to and talked to Crispin Glover for like 20 minutes and didn't know it was him.
Right. Exactly. And I kind of think that's what I want just for that one person who's out there like, why the fuck was Crispin Glover here? Yeah.
But yeah, like just Ron Perlman sitting in the back sweating like I am right now, just like mopping his brow.
Bag of peanuts.
Sean.
Just hunched over like in retirement plan, just like giving up.
Yeah.
Thinking about pizza. I'm sure he'd be thinking about pizza.
Perlman's a good poll.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Brian Dennehy. Similar vibe, I guess. Sort of a big pile.
Well, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love piles of men.
Reginald Vell Johnson.
Good pick.
Who's that?
The cop from Die Hard. Also the cop
family
dad from Family Matters.
Family Matters, yeah. Family Ties, different thing.
Yeah.
Or Dave Coulier, just because I don't think anyone's seen him in a while.
I forgot that was a name.
Yeah.
I never forget about him.
Do you think he still makes beaver jokes?
Do you think he still has that cross-eyed bear?
There's only one way to find out. Look up Cameo. Dave Coulier.
Oh, I thought we were just like gonna kill Sean and bring Dave Coulier to the funeral.
That's what I was concerned with.
That's a better idea. Let's
It's good that we workshop these things, because otherwise I would have killed Sean.
Check in next week for Cage Match with Nick and Peter
and Dave Coulier. The natural replacement for when Sean dies mysteriously.
You're not wrong.
You both would have gone down on Alanis Morissette. No, he didn't. That was the issue, right?
Only one way to find out.
I went down on Alanis Morissette.
You would.
I would.
That'd be ironic.
I called your shot for you, but
all right.
Let's be real. She was God.
That's fair.
Yeah.
She did a cartwheel. And there's one thing that everybody knows about me is like, I go down on cartwheelists.
Cartwheels get you oral.
Yeah.
So, Season of the Witch.
This movie, like...
zero cartwheels.
Yeah, none. Although Claire Foy probably could have done one at some point and been like, I'm a witch.
She wasn't a witch.
That's true. She
does the cartwheel. The skirt falls down. Nope, demon.
That would have been better.
Yeah. And then that she does the rest of the movie on her hands. They're demon labes.
Demon labial folds.
Demon Majoris.
I know we talked about the costumes already, but just I really dug their armor and their capes, and just visually the whole thing made me think, what if that Witcher show was mildly okay?
Oh yeah, what if they got a real showrunner?
Yeah
What it could have been great. The Witcher.
Oh, The Witcher.
It was bad.
Mm. Yeah. That's too bad. I never played the games or anything, so I really had no stakes in it at all. And everyone's like, well, I don't know. He's hot. Whatever. He's big.
He is big.
It's a tough one. To talk about The Witcher for a second. They definitely based the first season on the first book, which is more of a series of like loosely connected
short stories, yeah.
That kind of give you an idea of what being a witcher and.
But they're all the short stories are about Geralt.
Geralt, yeah.
Geralt.
That's how you create a character.
Some of the main characters there.
The drugs they use to make him give him no emotions, but he has to fuck constantly.
Mm.
So it's a crank situation?
Kinda.
Okay. I can get behind that.
Fantasy crank.
Fantasy crank.
Yeah, more veins, less bathwater. Come on, bring it.
Okay, so my favorite thing about this movie is that I think that...
What movie are we talking about again?
Season of the Witch, obviously, 2011.
You think they couldn't afford the song?
My favorite part of this movie is the buddy cop action of Cage and Perlman.
Yeah, they have fucking great, good like charisma together.
Like I would do a TV show that didn't involve any of this shit. It's them, not the Crusades. That's fucking a lame sort of backdrop for it. It could be that time frame, but them being like towny, you know, go town to town, sort of solve the mystery of whatever's going on. Sometimes it's a witch. Sometimes it's I don't know.
So essentially, you just want to make The Witcher with these two, which is what I wanted.
It would be incredible. Well, yeah,
I would watch that.
Yeah.
Weirdly enough, the CG in this movie, despite being bad and from 13 years ago, still better than The Witcher show.
Oof. It
was a bad show.
That's rough. I mean, you're right. It looks pretty good for 2011, but it's pretty bad on the eyes.
It has the generic like tornado of demons at the end of the film.
Yeah. I will say I did enjoy that like final demon fight with all of the monks or whatever, coming about and just being like, okay, I'm fucking evil now. And I'm going to do a stab.
Spider climbing up the walls, dropping.
A lot of drop-ins.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's talk about the plague for a minute. Cause it seems like it really fucked people up in this movie.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's totally how the plague works.
I don't think it was necessarily the plague.
It was a plague.
It was a plague.
Okay. All right.
It might have been caused by a demon.
Yeah. I think it was pretty, I mean, they implied pretty heavily that dealing with this one particular
demon causes plague.
Witch lady.
Mm-hmm.
But then
witch lady,
does that mean she was already there? Cause
she'd been around for a hot minute.
She needed to be taken to the Abbey to get the book. But if she was already there, then
didn't she say that she had destroyed all the other books?
Yeah.
Well, she'd been trying to, and the Abbey was the last house.
The Abbey was the last bastion of it, and they were doing copies of it. So she wanted to get
there. But there had been other copies about, and they were all destroyed at this point. I think it was implied that.
But what I'm saying is the plague, like they'd already.
That demon.
All those monks had already died of the plague.
Right. But she wasn't there. So how did that
Also, like,
never mind.
That seemed like a well-known, like, Abby, so it just seems silly that she didn't just fly her ass over there.
She was in a cage, though.
Which she immediately got out of her own accord.
Oh, yeah, no, she definitely just wanted them to take her there. You know what? It looked like a long walk.
It did look like a long walk.
She had wings.
What would be cooler, though, than having some dudes drag your ass up there so you could chill out in style?
Then you get to eat them or kill them or whatever. I don't know. What do demons do?
She just killed them. Turn the guy's head around. That's always fun.
It's true.
That is good.
Fucking Ron Perlman's death was awesome.
Oh, yeah, Ron Perlman had a good one.
Yeah, fire hug.
Yeah, DeBelzac, it was so fast because this movie is really dark. And, I mean, not in concept. It's just it was visually filmed dark. And, you know, he's doing this incantation to seal her away forever. And then it's just all of a sudden like, quick.
Yep.
Head snap. That's it. Goodbye. Yep. DeBelzac. DeBalzac.
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 We got there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Christopher Lee, fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucked up face.
He wild looks so amount gross of herpes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he eats a peach.
Yeah.
Isn't that what got Michael Douglas? Is it Michael Douglas?
That's what we were talking about the other day. Saying that he got.
He's still alive, isn't he?
He got throat cancer from eating too much Catherine Zeta Jones.
That's wild. That is wild.
I mean, I hope it's true.
Only one way to find out.
For both of their sake. I mean, really, like, happy couple.
Fair.
Let's see. Other characters in here. There's a, I don't know, the, like, Swedish guy or something.
Sure. So there's, like, there's the altar boy kid.
Yeah. Who is Klaus the from D'Artagnan Umbrella Academy.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. I just finished that show the other night.
That was the last season. Four?
Yeah.
How was it?
I enjoyed it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I mean, it's on the ending's what it is, but
the discord around the internet is the ending isn't great.
Yeah, it's a little flat, but it's, I don't know.
Nothing's been as good as that first season.
Correct.
Just how many times can you just do an apocalypse?
Yeah.
I would say four.
Yeah, four would do it.
Or in this movie, one.
Yeah. So there was, yeah, him, Altar Boy, boy.
Altar Boy, boy is my favorite sidekick.
Yeah.
Oh, right. And then, yeah, Stephen Graham from Snatch as Hagemar, their guide.
Uh-huh.
Just seems like kind of a cunt.
Yeah, he got eaten by wolves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they were like
demonic wolves.
Yeah. I was going to say witchy wolves, which sounds better, but
again, she wasn't a witch.
Wasn't a witch. Not a witch.
That opening goes hard, though, when they're like throwing witches off the bridge and just snapping necks.
Mm-hmm.
I want to point this out because the first thought I had was they hung the witches, like snapped their necks, then drowned them, which overkill, but then left them in the water. I'm like, that's how you poison your water supply and you're going to get sick. And then the next like scene you see the city, it's all plagued up. I'm like, I fucking told you.
That's right. You put like weird bad people's corpses in the water. It's like, let's go drink that and wash our clothes in it and shit.
But the problem is, well, I mean, nobody washed anything back then. The problem was they didn't pull them back out and burn them.
Mm.
It was the burning they forgot.
Well, it was the incantation that would burn them or incantation that would like, I mean, you should burn them as well.
Well, yeah, you should exercise them and then burn them.
Yeah.
I can't believe how much that fucking dude looks like Peter Stormare, though.
Yeah, he does look like a lot of Peter Stormare.
I took
in the forehead.
I did a little Photoshop overlay of the two of them. And I was like, damn, that's close. What do you think your favorite part of this movie was?
Did I mention the penis helmet?
I mean, you didn't bring up the fact that he should play Toad.
He should play Toad. We need a gritty Mario sequel, like fucking 90s live action Mario movie. Gritty sequel. We get Leguizamo back. Ron Perlman plays Toad.
So who plays Mario?
No, Mario's dead. They're avenging his death.
Oh, okay.
Can we just do Super Mario Brothers 2? Just an all desert, weird, shy guy, radish.
Yes.
Lots of like deep film digging in the desert.
Yeah.
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 I like that.
Ron Perlman's the fastest at it for some reason.
It's because he's got those big hands.
Yeah, he's sort of a Wreck-It Ralph type.
He would be a great live action Wreck-It Ralph, but like old.
Yes. Retired Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah.
I do like the sword fighting in this movie is like serviceable. I do enjoy the, all right, we got old guys sword fighting. So we're just going to like show them like overhead swing, then cut to every angle that doesn't show their face for cool shit. And then finish swing.
I mean, I like how you say old guy, and I'm like, that's how they would film me.
Yeah. I'm not saying we're not old.
That was also like 13 years ago old. Like, they were just in their 50s. Well, Cage was. I don't know how old Permalamore.
I mean, he would have known. Cage would have been in his 40s because he's only 59 now.
That's true.
There you go.
Yeah.
How old is Ron Perlman?
Not even that old.
Yeah. Ron Perlman, 45. He's just lived a hard fucking life.
74. So he would have been 60.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not swinging a sword when I'm 60.
Maybe a little sword.
I'm not swinging much.
God, he was good as Hellboy.
He was fucking, mm-hmm. He was the best. That's my Hellboy for sure. Although that new one looks pretty fucking good.
I'm excited for that.
I think my, okay, so back to your question. Who's I think my Hellboy? Favorite is just, well, not the guy from
Stranger Things.
Stranger Things.
Yeah.
I mean, he was fine and all, but.
Stranger Things?
Yeah, so the guy who played David Hopper. Yeah, David Harbour.
Oh, gotcha.
He was the last Hellboy.
I lost which conversation we were having.
Yeah.
I'm not helping.
Okay, so your favorite Hellboy is?
The one at the end of the movie where they fight all the monks.
Ron Perlman.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And then Nicolas Cage gets stabbed with the wingtips.
Oh, yeah.
That was a pretty cool, like, if I was a demon and I was fighting somebody, I would stab them with my wingtips.
This movie does have a lot of, like, I'm like, I want to steal that for D&D.
Yeah, it's cool.
I had never thought about that, you know, points on the wingtips. Yeah,
you literally
like
have a
like,
weapon on there. It's a weapon. Just use it.
Just like it whipping around into his back was pretty fucking gnarly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like that he does not survive the film.
No. Yeah, he does not. He does get to give like, aw shucks, kids, go on and have a good life kind of a speech. But
it was convenient that the demon didn't just take human form, but actually possess somebody. What for there to be somewhat of a happy ending? Because I was confused by that at the end where it's like, oh, so there she was a person.
Right. And I'm sure that she and Kay lived to be a ripe old 37 years old.
Yeah. Well, demons do need some kind of vessel to come in, like most literature, right? Like they need to possess somebody.
But why didn't it bust out?
That's what
sooner?
Possession's all about.
It was about to bust, man.
Maybe it just needed like a busting
little,
power.
A little more edging.
Yeah.
Had to get near that church.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
About to bust.
Maybe it's no good in like open world combat. Has to do close quarter.
Okay. They were in that kind of sweet dome.
So my favorite scene was the bridge scene.
Me too.
Getting over that bridge.
Oh yeah.
That was really cool.
It was tense.
Yeah. I loved that everybody had some kind of hand wrappings except for the priest. And like, he's like, oh, my hands are all bleeding up.
Well, he got
like,
stabbed in the hand.
Yeah, but he was also
which
an idiot.
Means that he should probably have more hand wrappings.
Yeah, I did notice that too. I'm like, why is it like, why is no one giving the guy with the bloody handed glove? Also, maybe Nick Cage, you're not holding the rope. Like, give him your gloves.
Well, I mean, if you give him a glove, like, really, that just opens you up for an infection. This time of the world, he was going to die of an infection regardless.
Yeah, they weren't going to boil that glove. Yeah,
that infection being head turning.
What do you think? That's Perlman. What do you think Perlman drank from that flask? Oh, no, I guess it was Cage who drank it. What do you think they were drinking?
It was Perlman's flask.
Yeah, but what was it?
Liquor?
Yeah, I think
what's like 13th century liquor?
Some type of mash, I'm assuming.
Oh, it sounds horrid.
I did like their cockiness when they were in the Crusades.
Sorry, three loco. Yeah. We hadn't evolved to four loco.
I was going
to
say, they probably didn't have that many locos yet. I did like through the Crusades. They tried to show the passage of time through the like Crusades montage by like adjusting the length of their beards.
Yeah, they adjusted their costumes and stuff a little bit too. That's how you got Mushroom Head.
Yeah. So I loved Mushroom Head. Nick Cage's helmet was dumb. I did not like that.
Yeah, agreed.
Also, I like how whenever they like swang their swords around, swang their swords.
Swanging and danging.
Swang their swords. But they'd whack people and like people would go flying.
Oh, yeah.
Whacking and swanging.
Swanging and whacking. Danging and swacking.
Their fights were great in the Crusades. I liked their buddiness of like, you know, whoever kills less has to buy and
buys the drinks.
Yeah, I'll take the 300 on the left. You take the 300 on the right. Then who will buy? Oh, you're still buying. it was very Gimli and
I really Elf. Enjoyed them when they weren't. I really enjoyed their banter when they weren't in like a fantasy movie.
Yeah. When it was just like two dudes in like dresses talking.
Yeah.
So good. Like when they were in prison and they're just like in their dirty robes.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not like a lot of good quotes from this, but you know, that's the one where Perlman's like, what's that smell? And Katie just goes, you.
That was a good one. I did like how when they were making their demands to take the witch to the abbey, to the monastery, Nick Cage was like, I want her to have a fair trial, and like walks away, and Ron Perlman's like, and we get off. We get out of here.
Yeah, like we're also good.
Yeah, Nicolas Cage's character was definitely more, I wouldn't say pious, but like moral. And I did enjoy the contrast of Ron Perlman's just like, oh, I'm just here for a good time.
Yeah.
Or like the story Cage tells about Ron Perlman signing up for the Crusades when he was talking to the priest. And he's like, oh, you know, like how much absolution do I get? Or how many years do I need to serve for adultery? How many years for thievery? Oh, better just sign me up for 20 then.
That was pretty good.
Felsen's the best character, I mean, without a doubt.
Yeah.
But Ron Perlman is the best in everything.
Yeah.
He is the best boy.
What are we even doing here anymore?
Who cares? So Cage's performance overall. I mean, the accent's bad. What do you think of it across the board?
It's serviceable. It's there.
Yeah, it's just what it is. I mean, this is not a high quality film.
No.
But it's a very enjoyable film.
Yes.
Yeah. So he
I would rank it slightly better than Prince of Persia: Sands of Time.
Mm-hmm. So he lost the Razzie Award for Worst Actor.
Ooh.
Did you guys look anything up on this?
No. Not a thing.
Do you want to guess who won Worst Actor?
2011.
It's a very famous person.
2011. Give me one true performance and three not true. Like, well, I'm not going to assume
was it for a big movie?
Know, like four it, well, movies. I mean,
it was definitely a movie that they...
It was definitely a movie.
Their production company funded this movie, as they often do. Major comedic actor from our, you know, 1990s, mid-90s youth.
Was it Adam Sandler?
It is an Adam Sandler.
Is it Jack and Jill?
Yes, it is Jack and Jill. Nicely done. Well,
Jack
played.
And Jill. What's a Jack and Jill? I haven't seen that one.
Boy. Adam Sandler sleeps with fucking Scarface.
Really?
I've never seen this one.
Why can't I remember Serpico's name?
Al Pacino.
Al Pacino. Al Pacino wants to sleep with Adam Sandler, who plays his like Adam Sandler and
his twins.
He plays his twin sister. I think we finally broke Nick.
No, I'm just working on logistics here.
They cloned Adam Sandler as a woman for this film.
Mm-hmm. And it's played by Al Pacino?
No,
it's played by Adam Sandler.
But Al Pacino's in the movie.
In drag, in a fat suit.
And wants to sleep with Adam Sandler's sister. Suit.
Did Adam Sandler get the Razzie for his performance as Dude Adam Sandler or Lady Adam Sandler?
Well, it was the actor, so I assume that Jack got the Razzie.
I mean,
and Jill did all right.
He's an actor regardless. I want to know.
You can also call women actors actors.
Well, I mean, they differentiate it because of that. In
sexism.
This particular thing.
If you want to be gender neutral, use Actron.
It's a robot.
That is the actual gender neutral.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's
an Actron.
Dumb.
Yeah.
That is a robot. And I like that better.
Yeah.
So the best Actron. No.
Who else was up for Razzies that year?
So wait, Lady Adam Sandler tried to sleep with Al Pacino?
No, Al Pacino tried to sleep with Lady Adam Sandler.
Yeah, you've got the measure of it.
What was the attraction? Tell me more about Jack and Jill.
I don't know. I've only like that's all I've
just make up something for me.
So the tagline, I'll just describe the poster for you. It's
oh yeah.
So
tell me the poster.
Poster. You know, a banner across that says Adam Sandler is Jack and Jill. And then in the top half of it, it's Adam Sandler going,
okay,
that's great for this audio format.
And on the bottom, it's Jill going,
oh, okay.
Peter grimaced and then smiled.
And then the tagline is his twin sister is coming for the holidays.
How's it spelled?
The normal way. Sorry, this isn't
C-U-M-M-I-N-G. Gotcha.
Yeah. The normal. Yeah. It depends on like what you Google. For being normal.
His twin
Adam
sister
Sandler is coming. Whoa!
Bustin'. And then the lower half says, dot, 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 and it ain't pretty.
So he's a squirter?
I am so aroused right now. Okay.
So,
oh, what's the matter, Sean?
Come back next episode when we watch Jack and Jill.
I like how this this episode isn't coming out for like a couple months.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be a while, but yeah.
This is gonna come out.
So many spiders in my house by the time this comes out.
Holy fuck. Okay. So I'm just gonna read you the last sentence of the synopsis of this movie.
Okay.
Pacino ultimately disapproves of Jack's agency commercial, which features him rapping, and instructs Jack to destroy all iterations of it. I don't wanna know if it's Pacino rapping or Jack rapping. I just want.
Does Pacino play Pacino?
Yes.
I love
because he's hired to do a Dunkin' Donuts commercial.
I love the 100% out of context combination of the words Jack and rapping, just Jack rapping.
Jack rapping.
That's a rap battle. I don't know if I'd want to attend.
I would. I'd go to Al Pacino's rap battle.
Would you go to his Jack Adam battle though?
Yeah, Adam Pacino's rap battle.
Jack battle.
Not his Jack battle. You don't want to do that. It's a Jack battle between Pacino and Sting.
Oh no!
My money's on Sting. So long?
Mine has a fiery finish.
You need to go to a doctor.
Where do you think I got it? I gotta stop finding doctors in alleyways. They're cheap and they're available, but man.
Oh man. I don't know. What do you guys think? Any other thoughts on this actual movie?
What movie are we talking about again?
Season of the Witch, 2011.
I couldn't tell you scene to scene how this movie played out. I just remembered I was entertained the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, I could give you a roundabout of it, but there's a witch. There's a witch, and they get out of jail to take the witch to de-witching school. Everybody else in their party kind of dies, well, almost everybody except for Klaus, and
it would have taken probably less time because it took them what, 3 days to get there?
I don't know, 3 movie days.
I'm trying to remember, they said it was like 3 or 4 days. Either way, probably would have been faster to just send one guy on a fast horse to get the book and then come back.
I don't think they knew that the book was the objective.
Yeah, they did.
No, they were gonna go to have the witch on trial. Then when they got there, they found everyone doing the book shit and they were like, oh, the Book of Solomon.
But no, they still knew they needed the book to like cast the spell to.
Yeah, I think Sean's on the right of it, that they were sending her to the Abbey because of the book.
Oh, because they had the book.
And that's why she wanted to go.
Yeah, right. Should have just gotten that fucking book.
Yeah.
I think it was more than like 3 days. I think it was a 3 days. In a fantasy world,
it no, wasn't
like
that.
That's like Siberian.
They yeah. say they say the they say it's like how many they say how far it is, and it's like 3 or 4 days. It's not long.
They should have packed more booze. They should have had more everything.
That was a badass flask, though.
It was a cool flask.
I had spikes.
Yeah, spike flask.
My flask is monogrammed. It says Dave on it.
Nice.
I got it at Goodwill, and I'm really happy to have a Dave flask.
Mine is monogrammed, and it has a Batman logo on it. It says Bums.
I like that.
Yeah.
Dave, wait, aren't monograms supposed to be your initials?
Well, I don't know. It was engraved.
Oh, okay.
Had a name on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how do you know his initials aren't D-A-V-E?
Yeah. Daryl Allen Veranda. Anderson.
We're going to end on Veranda. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening. I don't even know. This is a weird one.
We're gonna sprinkle these in here because we're hurting for content because we're getting towards the end of this thing.
We're not hurting for content.
Yeah, no, we ain't here. We
just
for shit.
We also just want some breaks for our lives.
That's why we record these things months in advance.
Yes. I've just got all these movies I want to talk about.
Yeah, there's good shit out there. We're going to talk more about weird fucking Cage shit.
I'm like a stone's throw away from owning all the Nicolas Cage movies except for the animated shit.
Mm-hmm.
So we know what to get you for Christmas.
Not going to do it.
You just burn them?
No, I'll like probably
toxic fumes around you. Take a picture and you're just like, this is right.
I'll pawn them for vintage pornography.
Oh, okay. That's
so good. Every time you come over to my house and you see like a 1983 Playboy on the like coffee table,
I'll know I helped.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
That was the crudes.
Now, I assume to get that kind of porno, you just like put a box of weird loose Nick Cage DVDs out somewhere.
Hey, you have to put them back under a bridge.
Yeah. And you come back later and you just find like 1981 March Playboy.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's pretty fucking tight. That's a good system.
So was doing a job down in Tacoma the other last week, and I found a hobo nest behind my job site, and there was a book like in the hobo nest, like the basically the trials and tribulations of fatherhood. And my apprentice was getting married the weekend after this. And I was like, oh, man, you should totally grab that book. And he's like, maybe I should. And then we came back the next day and all the rest of the trash was still there. But that one book was gone. So I'm assuming the hobos were listening.
Oh, yeah. They knew what treasure was.
Yeah.
Speaking of treasure, thank you for listening. You can find us on social media at @cage_match_pod or on Patreon if you feel like giving us money to make us do more of this.
If you give us enough money, we'll stop doing this.
We could. Yeah. It's got to be a big amount.
Yeah. Enough to kill a rhinoceros.
Yeah. Or be Nicolas Cage. So special thanks to our Sparkle buddies, Josh, Sean, Josie, Rico, Matt, Adam, and Bill. Got there. And to our cage dancers, Ira, John, Freeman, Lance, Nathan, and Cameron. You can find us on Patreon at Cage Match if you want to do that. Veranda.
If you ever want to see how much money it takes to choke me to death, just start donating. But it all has to be like at one time, because otherwise I'm going to start swallowing and you can't stop me once I start swallowing.
And you just keep saying, I'm about to bust.
It'll sound like, I'm about to bust.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
So I'm taking Rico to get his vasectomy tomorrow.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, he was wondering, like, you... He did not know you needed somebody to drive you.
You're
home
a better friend than I.
Well, he definitely was going deep into the coffers for people to give him a ride.
Yeah,
I'm
I was
sure.
gonna say. Wait.
I'm not like number two on his call sheet.
I play slower than you.
You probably missed his call. That's all it was, Sean.
He got to me and I was like, you know what? I got you, buddy.
Yeah. You've gone through this.
While he's getting it snipped, I'm going to go buy a pack of peas and I'll have that just set on the seat for him.
Now boil them. A bag of hot boiled peas. Like really?
No, frozen peas in a hot bag.
Yeah.
Pull a Hayden.
That's a Hayden style for sure.